Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys saw Jumanji? I did. I saw both Jumanjis. Right. Saw Dwayne Johnson. I still call him The Rock, but it's Dwayne Johnson. Pretty sexy. I think he was shirtless. I forget. Well, it doesn't matter. It's still very, very sexy. Well, when you watch a movie like that, you might be looking at your next future president. Because apparently, people are really drawn to celebrities, such that an online poll has published their results. And apparently, Dwayne Johnson, or The Rock, right, football, wrestler, Hollywood star, has ranked higher than most actors on who people would elect to be their next president. He beat out Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio. And I know some of you are just, you know, frustrated that somebody would choose a Hollywood actor to run for president. But if you really think about it, celebrities could possibly be very successful politicians. I mean, look at the politicians we've had. Ronald Reagan started out as a celebrity. JFK became kind of an online celebrity when people were able to see how he looked on TV in the first debate against Richard Nixon. People thought he was handsome, possibly hooked up with Marilyn Monroe and Grace Kelly and I don't know who else. So sometimes the success of a politician depends on their celebrity value. You know, Biden, Trump, their likability varies. Some people thought Trump was the best thing since sliced bread. And he was a celebrity in their eyes. To others, no. Same thing with Biden. Biden doesn't really have that kind of celebrity status. Now, but think about it. If you have Dwayne Johnson behind the mic, I'd tell Jen Psaki to go. I'd be like, you know what, Dwayne, or Dwayne, you just do all the press conferences. You don't even have to answer a question. You can just stand there. And I'm not joking. There has to be a likability to your president. Now, somebody would say, but wait a second. Okay, they need to know politics. They need to understand policy. How many of our politicians do? Have our politicians really been doctors, accountants, drillers, dredgers, farmers? No. Our politicians have been, what's the word for it, where somebody is a icon or maybe an avatar, if you will. I mean, our politicians are not people that were really there in the trenches. Many of them are examples or are figureheads. And so if you are going for a figurehead, why not put somebody, I mean, why not put a figurehead that can act? I mean, we need a president, no matter which side you're on, that instills that respect, instills that fervor, that, yeah, you know, we're American, you know, that fear from other countries. You know, one of the reasons why we weren't messed with too much in the last 4 years with Trump's administration is people didn't trust Trump. Now, I think a lot of foreign countries had no idea what Trump would do. And them thinking that Trump could at any time just lose it maybe kept people at bay. Not that I'm saying that's the most ideal way to do things, but, you know, having an Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe not now, but, okay, which actor would have, like which one am I thinking about where you just would never want to mess with? Like Rambo, all right? If Sylvester Stallone, 30 years ago, ran for office, after the Ronald Reagan years, he could have made it. Because people wanted a figurehead that would stave off anybody thinking that, you know, they could mess with us. And mind you, we've had politicians that were bad, you want to use the word bad butts, all right? I mean, we've had politicians that have been tough. But I think that we're going more and more towards appearances now in politics rather than quality. They've been there, they've done this, they really represent us. So if we're already not electing people that really represent us, those of us that worked fast food, those of us that have tried to juggle having kids and a job, those of us that, you know, had to bust our butts on the SAT and study super hard while working half a dozen part-time jobs. If our president isn't going to be that person anyway, might as well have them good looking. Might as well have them play a role. Might as well have them on the camera telling these other countries that if they mess with us or if they don't do their job, we're going to bring the rain. You know, Angelina Jolie scored higher. She scored higher than Oprah Winfrey, Dolly Parton, Ellen DeGeneres, Meryl Streep, Helen Mirren, even Jane Fonda. 6% wanted Jane Fonda president. I mean, you do want somebody physically fit. But, you know, very interesting how there keeps being this topic of should Oprah be president? Should The Rock be president? Should Matt McConaughey run for office? And people always go, you know, they're actors. Well, what do you think the politicians are doing? Our politicians are acting. It's all an act. Until you prove to me that we have somebody that went through very, very similar upbringings, that went through very, very similar paths, that really understand and get the concept of how to run a business and, you know, manage employees and deal with somebody randomly telling them to shut down because there's a virus. We might as well. And these celebrities might very easily be elected because we're not really going for people that have been where we've been. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a sad day in Great Britain, as Prince Philip has died at the age of 99. Amazing life he had, and 99 years old. Men and their life expectancy, you know, unfortunately has been less than women forever throughout the centuries, and for him to live till 99 and still be a lifelong companion to the Queen it's amazing to see that in this day and age we can see that, especially with, you know, I think the stress he must have had, you know, living in such a, such an arena in terms of public life and, you know, but then again, I mean, when you are the prince and you do have access to some of the best health care, and Great Britain does, you know, lead the world among the U.S. and other countries in terms of health advances. So, you know, Prince Philip living till 99 was definitely a blessing. He had married the princess, I believe, not the princess, but the soon-to-be queen in 1947. And he becomes His Royal Highness. People ask, why didn't he become king? Well, she wasn't queen yet, and I guess you can only be queen or king if you're part of the bloodline, and he married in. He was the Duke of Edinburgh, Earl of Merioneth, and Baron Greenwich. You guys might know more about how that falls into play, but they became married a year before Prince Charles was born, a couple years before Princess Anne was born. He, by 1952, was promoted to the rank of commander. Then he became the prince, or a prince, of the United Kingdom in 1957. And then he became it was very interesting, because for a male to assume a role next to the queen that was not her superior was very rare in those days. And I don't know if you guys have watched The Crown, and I don't know how accurate The Crown series is. We're hearing that there's a lot of debate on certain nuances, but overall it tries to follow, you know, as true as possible. It's not supposed to be a documentary. It's supposed to be a drama. But It is very, very rare, and maybe it did happen in previous kingdoms, where a male figure would not be the superior to the female. And she, as queen, was still queen, and he was prince. You know, a queen married to a prince. You'd think, well, princes are sons. Not entirely. And so he was never given a title of king. Prince Charles will become king, God forbid, when, you know, if Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, passes, and then his children, or William. But it was very, you know, to see this sort of relationship successfully persist throughout the 40s, 50s, well, the 50s, 60s, 70s was very was still very unique, especially in modern times. And he held that position with grace. Very handsome guy, very strong. And it's despite any sort of unhappiness that he might have had that the crown had displayed, he appeared to still be a formidable force within the monarchy and still be strength and help keep the monarchy together. I'm not sure how much the queen relied on him. I'm not sure how much the queen used him for counsel. But it obviously was a team effort. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's one of those stories where you hope people weren't miserable. You hope this was something that, you know, was able to be done and unique at that. And, you know, part of me would have loved to be able to talk to him about how he felt, you know, what happened with Prince Harry. When you watch The Crown, you see how he even considered leaving the monarchy, or considered divorce, or considered straying. And I don't know if they've ever confirmed if he had a relationship outside the marriage or not, but I'm sure most people at some point imagine what it would be like to not, you know, be in the current situation that they're in. So seeing Prince Harry and Meghan Markle leave, you know, would he have given them the thumbs up? Or what if he had said, you know, you like it and lump it? And the idea of being in royalty, you would think, would be the most amazing thing. And somebody should just, you know, quit complaining and quit griping. Boo-hoo, you have to live in riches. And you have to run everything by the queen. And, you know, why are you complaining? But me being independent, you know, and not really having a good relationship with my family, and willing to have no place to live and figure things out on my own and give up, not that they had money. We kind of grew up poor anyway, but give up any comforts so I had my own freedom and independence. I could relate to that.
And I think we stereotype. I think we label certain wealthy people or individuals or celebrities, you know, as, you know, them having their lives perfectly lined out and planned and, you know, everything taken care of. And I think I would have been miserable because I don't care about the dresses. I don't care about the big bed. I don't care about the 5-course meals or the tea. I mean, for me, let me work. Let me grab my 99-cent cheeseburger, but give me my independence. And so I do understand how people could have been miserable, and that has been a discussion for decades on how happy was Prince Philip, you know, being, prince and being in a monarchy that, you know, he might not have maybe agreed with all the decisions or being there. Now, that being said, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, I think, made some poor choices in the last few months. I don't think they should have done an interview, you know, complaining about their economic status while people are suffering through the pandemic. I don't think, you know, asking for public sympathy when people are going through what they're going through, whether it's COVID, whether it's job loss, career loss, lack of access to family, I think that was a poor choice. But could Prince Harry be unhappy? Could Meghan Markle say, no, this isn't for me. I want to be with this guy, but I don't want to be a part of the monarchy? Yeah, I see that happening. So should monarchy still exist? Is this archaic? Is something like this just overdone and not relevant now? Or is the fact that you still have a royal bloodline and you have those traditions and you have protocol, is that a beautiful thing? I mean, part of me really likes the idea that there is that piece of history that still exists, that there is that link, that you can have a lens or a tunnel into a very, very rich history and a time period that many of us can only read about still exists in this day and age. I think that's beautiful. But then on the flip side, it takes people to want to do that. That's a real tough thing to ask somebody to do, to have a living arrangement that is outdated just so we carry on a piece of the past that maybe with evolution wouldn't have existed and we're artificially keeping it. I mean, is a monarchy being artificially maintained? Or is this something that, you know, should still be allowed to persist and continue? Now, the royal family, I don't live in England, so I really don't know too much about what they do. I'm assuming they do a lot for charity. They, you know, make some, you know, comments on political policy. They support the prime minister. And they you know, do a lot of, community service and they try to do good. But, you know, is that worth people being miserable within the estate? So, I don't know. But Prince Philip reaching his 99th year is just, it's phenomenal. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day of mourning in the United Kingdom. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, has died at the age of 99. Daily Mail reporter covering the royals tells Fox News Prince Harry will surely be at the funeral.
I would absolutely expect Prince Harry to be there. I mean, you know, given that the pandemic is still going on and restrictions in the UK are quite serious, we don't know exactly what that will look like, but I do think that he will move heaven and earth in order to make sure that he will be there, certainly for the funeral. And the important thing is that the royal family is able to come together, support one another, and collectively mourn the loss of their patriarch.
The prince died Friday morning at Windsor Castle. President Biden's gun control measure is starting to take shape.
This is an epidemic, for God's sake, and it has to stop.
Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert suggested Thursday that President Biden is a tyrant after he argued the Second Amendment was not absolute. USA Radio News. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported that a record 172,331 people were taken into custody trying to cross the southern border in March alone. Included in that number were 18,890 children migrants, which is the largest monthly number ever recorded. President Biden announced executive orders on guns, including attempts to reduce the proliferation of 3D printed guns known as ghost guns. Under current law, manufacturing ghost guns is permitted for personal use. The more contagious British B.1.1.7 strain of the COVID-19 is now the most popular strain in the United States, with most cases concentrated in Michigan and the New York City region. Mark Meadows, former chief of staff at the end of the Trump administration, said that the former president is better than 50-50 to run again for president. Meadows said this week, "I'm feeling great about President Trump's willingness to serve once again in the Oval Office." End quote. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, St. Vincent, the Caribbean island of St. Vincent, has a volcano, the La Soufrière volcano. I believe that's French. It erupted today after authorities ordered the mandatory emergency evacuation of thousands. Ash plumes are currently skyrocketing up 20,000 feet, headed to the east, according to National Emergency Management Organization. They say, please leave the red zone immediately, and it's urged residents immediately following the event. La Soufrière, has erupted. Ashfall recorded as far as Argyle International Airport. The University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center wrote also that their post in a post that the explosive eruption occurred at 8:41 a.m. Atlantic specific time. They said ash has begun to fall on the flanks of the volcano and surrounding communities, including Chateau Belair and Petit Bordel. Some have gone offshore and have even reached the observatory. So this is not the cloud is the sky is completely dark gray, covered with ash. It's a beautiful island. And so overnight they had said that the island's northern region could be seen glowing. Now, I thought this happened. Well, yes, I guess it happened, you know, local time. So 16,000 residents, unfortunately, live in the red zone. They are needing to be evacuated by cruise ships to nearby islands or sheltered elsewhere in St. Vincent outside the red zone. But the COVID-19 pandemic has complicated the efforts, and St. Vincent Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves told reporters in a news conference that those seeking refuge aboard a cruise ship or another island would have to be vaccinated. He also said that he was talking to Caribbean governments to accept people's ID cards if they don't have a passport. So the islands of St. Lucia, Grenada, Barbados, Antigua said they would accept evacuees. Yeah, I think at this point, if somebody hadn't been vaccinated against, take these people off the island at this point. They say it's an emergency situation. Everybody understands that. So, two Royal Caribbean cruise ships and two Carnival cruise ships are expected to arrive by today. Emergency management teams have been providing transportation to safer locations. And so, I guess each ship could accommodate as many as 1,500 residents who will be taken to neighboring islands. All precautions are going to be taken to protect the health and safety. Wow, scary, scary stuff. Apparently, this volcanic explosion comes days after seismic activity was recorded in the area after the volcano had an effusive eruption in late December. They say an effusive eruption is dominated by the outpouring of lava onto the ground, while explosive eruptions are characterized by violent fragmentation. Now, they say the volcano last erupted 42 years ago. But an eruption back in 1902 had killed about 1,600 people. Well, because they didn't have warning. And, you know, nowadays I'm really surprised that we, again, didn't have warning enough to get people off. But I don't believe we've had any injuries yet. We'll keep you guys posted with that. Rapper DMX has died at age of 50, almost a week after his heart attack and reported overdose. His family confirmed the news by saying, "We are deeply saddened to announce today that our loved one, DMX, birth name Earl Simmons, passed away at 50 years old at White Plains Hospital with his family by his side after being placed on life support for the past few days." So the news came after it was reported earlier today that his organs had failed and that he had not regained any brain function and his condition had not improved after a series of tests were performed on Wednesday. And so this was a tough decision as the family over the last couple days had to decide whether to keep him on life support. TMZ reported that the tests had proved that there was no improvement in brain activity since the rapper was first rushed into the hospital last Friday after he was deprived of oxygen for nearly half an hour. And it's surprising he had lived without oxygen for 30 minutes. Unfortunately, you know, with our means to be able to keep people on life support did not necessarily mean we could regain people's life. And so, unfortunately, he has passed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Tiger Woods is recovering from his accident that happened last month in Florida. And there's been a lot of debate as to what happened and how much the police had given leeway. I mean, you know, when somebody's in a horrific accident, me as a doctor, I don't get into the whole legal, you know, parts of it. He had been, from what we understand, knocked unconscious during the initial rollover. During the initial accident, as reported by witnesses, but by the time first responders had come, he was able to speak. Yet, they say he was reportedly combative to those first on the scene. Now, the combative nature that some people get, unfortunately, could be a sign of shock. And so about a month ago, he had a rollover crash. He had to be pulled out of the car's windshield, transported by ambulance to Harbor, UCLA. And over the last few days, police have concluded that he was speeding at 87 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. That resulted in loss of control, no time for him to put on the brakes, and the vehicle crossed or hit a median, crossed over, didn't fortunately hit any other cars, and then went off the embankment, causing the crash. Now, police report that was released yesterday, and TMZ had posted it, had mentioned that there was an empty pill bottle found in a backpack within the Genesis SUV that he was driving. There were no open intoxicants, no paraphernalia inside the vehicle, but there was a container, quote, that had no label, and there was no indication as to what, if anything, had been inside. So, obviously, many people are concerned that that could have been something that he had taken. I can't say how many times, you know, you take the last Excedrin or the last Advil or the last of a prescription and the bottle sits there empty. An unlabeled pill bottle, yes, those might be used for medications that you don't have a prescription for, but you want it to look like a prescription. But all it was an empty pill container. Pill containers people use for a lot of things. You know, I sometimes use pill containers for my earrings. If I lose a backing of an earring and I don't want to lose the earring, I'll put it in a pill container. So it could be that maybe he has an earring or something. And, you know, he was using the pill container for that, but he was wearing his earring and didn't need the pill container. So there has been some subjection of what could have, you know, been in that. But police said no odor of alcoholic beverages. His eyes were not bloodshot. His eyes were not watery. His pupils were sluggish. And by sluggish, people ask, well, could that be drugs? Well, if he, let's say, was on narcotics, we would see pinpoint pupils. Pinpoint pupils is where when you shine the light, the pupils become very, very small, like a pinpoint. Sluggish pupils mean that he was slow to react to the light. That could be indicative of a head injury, and if he did lose consciousness during the accident, that can indicate that, you know, he was coming to. And so sluggish pupils don't necessarily have to apply a medication event, although medications could cause sluggish pupils. For the police, they feel that might have had to maybe do more to the accident. So they did not see delayed speech. They didn't see slurred speech. And because they didn't smell alcohol or find any paraphernalia, they didn't believe that he needed to be tested. Yeah, you know, this has been debatable because his previous DUI had medications, prescription medications, as well as marijuana on board. So people ask, why wasn't it done this time? Well, yeah, I'll leave that up to the police. Tiger Woods' blood pressure, however, was low. Systolic blood pressure was down to 100. That could signify shock. Low blood pressure could also signify that he was bleeding. And he did have a shattered right, shattered ankle, comminuted, I believe, open fracture of his right leg. So he was immediately sent to Harvard UCLA, later transferred to Cedars-Sinai, had multiple surgeries. But right now, nothing is being implicated in terms of drugs or medications or alcohol. 1-877, Doc Valley.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as we hopefully see California reopen June 15th, and many of our other states will hopefully follow, I live in Nevada, so the sooner California opens, hopefully the sooner Nevada reopens fully. So all eyes are on California on the west side of the country. And then back east, they're kind of grappling with some surges, and now the Brazilian variant is the number 2 variant that's circulating the United States. That's not a good one. We don't like the Brazilian variant. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But one thing that hasn't really been settled that a lot of us have been kind of scratching our heads on and wondering where we go from here is how much authority public officials really, really had in terms of locking us down. Now, if you remember in Texas, there was a hair salon owner, and she got arrested because she's like, I got to feed my family. I have to feed my employees. So, fine, I'll go to jail, but I'm keeping my business open. Now, I believe, even though she was arrested, I think she spent the night in jail. I forget how much time she spent in jail. Charges were dropped. So when we saw that, we're like, okay, so, you know, so maybe you really won't face jail time. But then in New York, I believe there was one or two bar owners or restaurant owners that were arrested for defying the lockdown and staying open. And now we're hearing that a San Luis Obispo bar owner, wine bar owner, who used to be an ex-police officer, is now facing 6 months jail time for opening up during the pandemic. In fact, it was just this December. And I think he posted a YouTube video saying he's staying open. And they apparently are now, I think for him, they are going to be starting to move forward with his loss, for with his charge. And they say he could face up to 6 months jail time for being open. Now, again, these people aren't being open to plan an insurgency or to plan a riot. These people aren't being open to destroy other property. These people are being open to pay their bills, to feed their family. Which, by the way, if you don't feed your family, if you don't pay your bills, you could be in trouble with the law. So you're trying to stay open and keep your business open, which you should have a right to do. You should have a right to work, is what could possibly be putting you in jail. And I was assuming that many of these cases weren't going to stand, weren't going to hold water. You really can't tell somebody that they can't try and feed their family and wait for government handouts that you might not get, especially with Congress going back and forth. Or what, everybody got like a $600 check, I think in the beginning, what, $600, that barely cuts it. I mean, I don't know if you guys have growing boys, but I got to tell you, man, they're getting $600 in a day if you let them. So, I mean, Top Ramen doesn't hold them, you know, doesn't appease their appetite. And so, you know, I don't blame a lot of people who were on their last leg for saying, look, I'm going to open. And so this was somebody who actually served his, I think he was a retired police officer, so I'm not sure why he left the force. But this is somebody who right now is going to appear in Santa Maria Superior Court at the end of April to defend his decision to keep his place of work open. Now, moving forward, if public officials got away with this, if public officials felt that they have the full authority to arrest people who were working, trying to make a living, and not really putting people at high risk of COVID, then they could do it again. And they could do it again at the drop of a hat. And you have a very growing concern within the population of what did the government get away with this whole time in the name of public health. We are, and as a doctor, I can pretty much bet all my money on that we are going to be facing more public health crises, whether it's going to be a flu pandemic, whether it's going to be COVID again next year, whether it's going to be Ebola or Lassa fever. The UN has, I guess, identified thousands of viruses that any one of them could possibly be another biggie. So we are going to have public health crises. And I think the government, public officials, need to have a much better approach and a much more livable approach than the idea of you open and you defy our artificial lockdown, which, by the way, wasn't an official lockdown because a whole bunch of people were still going to work, right? Because some people were essential, some people weren't. I mean, a true lockdown is where nobody's even at the hospital. Nobody's at the power company. Everybody is laying low and taking shelter from a virus floating around the environment. That's a true lockdown. But having half the country still back at work, keeping the cable on, keeping your bandwidth and broadband going, keeping the grocery store stocked, that's really not a true lockdown. So if the government got away with it this time around and feels very confident that they did right, they'll do it again. And for those people that have businesses, I mean, I hear people talking. They're like, I guess maybe I won't go into the restaurant business. Maybe I'll go into a business that will be deemed essential. We're going to pick an industry that's not going to be discriminated against. So why is there any discrimination? Why is Netflix and those working for Netflix allowed to work so they could keep streaming during lockdown, but a restaurant trying to serve people who want to eat can't be open? There has to be a little bit more explanation. And so I'm sure a lot of people are like, okay, you know what, let's sleeping dogs lie. Hopefully it never, ever happens again. But I think there's a growing population going, nah. Okay, this was terrifying. This was traumatizing. This was devastating. How do we know the government's not going to do it again every single year? And for me as a physician, I want us to have a plan in place in case there is a very dangerous pathogen that could hurt our kids at school. I want to know that we have an ability to, you know, get them home and be able to teach them from home. I am appreciative. You always, you know, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. The lemonade, or the silver lining to what happened, is we maybe do have a plan B in case Ebola comes, or, you know, a much more significant, much more lethal virus comes. COVID's lethal, but not as lethal as some other viruses out there. But if we did all this for COVID, who's to stop the government from shutting people down or arresting them for trying to feed their family again? So I think many people want to know what happened. Where are the lawsuits going? Are there lawsuits? Well, media's not covering it. It's kind of quiet. I mean, there are people that want to sue their public officials for forcing a lockdown. I don't know how far those lawsuits will go, because again, if the public officials are trying to keep people safe and people were dying, you might not get a jury, you know, or a judge to be that sympathetic. But it will be interesting to see some of these cases that are still out there on people who, quote unquote, defied a lockdown order, not to commit a crime, but to avoid committing a crime. You know, if you don't pay your bills, that's a problem. You are required to pay your bills. And in fact, with the exception of the eviction moratorium, everybody still had to pay their bills. You still had to pay your power bill. You still have to pay your water bill. If you're a parent, and or if you have an elderly relative and you don't pay your power bill or water bill and they suffer, you're liable. So, you know, what, you can't be damned if you do, damned if you don't. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in San Luis Obispo to the sex officer who's being, you know, right now facing possibly 6 months jail time. Kurt Hitzenbaugh is his name. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.